Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3. Then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their 6th Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, 6, baby! 6, that's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number 6!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are here, and we are going to get it done today, I'm telling you.
We are going to dive right in. Folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, this week was a pretty big week in as it relates to the presidential State of the Union before the joint session of Congress. What's your overriding opinion? I'm going to guess you didn't miss any of it.
Right, exactly. No, this was probably the best one I've seen in quite some time.
Now, listen, we liked last year's. Do you think it surpassed last year's? Because I got to tell you, I thought it went back to, and I've been referring to it as Reagan-esque.
Right. Yeah, no, I thought it was better than last year's. I was really surprised. The Democrats in general kind of came off a little bit flat-footed and just never saw what Trump was doing.
Well, listen, but he told them over and over and over again in advance, I'm looking for unity. So they knew the message was going to be larger. Doesn't mean we agree on everything, folks. You can't go out there and go, okay, we're going to be warm and fuzzy and agree on everything, because that's just not reality. But in general, I think he truly tried to strike a tone that said, let's work together on those areas we can agree in, and these are the things I'm going to do regardless. That's what a president is supposed to do, correct?
Yeah, but I don't know that he did that the whole evening. I mean, I think he did dole out some shots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't deny that part. But listen, when I look at polling, I'm looking at two polls right now, one from CNN and the other from CBS, so you know they're both in the bag for Donald Trump. From CNN, that's all negative all the time for Trump. Very positive 59%, somewhat positive 17%, and then the reality of the Hair on Fire Committee is 23%. So then I say, well, what's the reality of that? I flip over to see what CBS is saying, and their poll is not a significant amount different. It's
right.
76% approve, 24% disapprove. That's not what Democrats wanted to hear or see.
Well, and, you know, given your and I's faith in polling,
yep.
You know that those numbers probably in reality are higher.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that kind of jumps out at me is, so did the Never Trumpers, did they just run and hide?
Tell me how you mean that.
Well, I mean, I've been looking all over the place for a Never Trumpers reaction. I mean, I've gotten plenty of Hair on Fire Committee reaction. Right? And especially, you know, you saw that dystopian communist response.
Right. I can tell you where some of the Never Trumpers handled it in expected fashion. I wrote on Facebook, President Trump is knocking it out of the park, and Nancy Pelosi's facial expressions are like the cherry on top. Now, keep it in mind, folks, that I typically have somewhere north of 4,990 Facebook friends, most of them political colleagues, associates, distant friends, somewhere in there, in a smaller, much smaller number are family members. But when I posted that, I immediately got several to unfriend me.
No kidding.
Hell yeah. And so then after it was over with, I wrote, this is key to your conversation with me, Miles. I wrote, if you've been searching for an American statesman, you witnessed one this evening in President Trump. And that got a couple more Facebook friend deletes. Keep in mind, I got a few Democrats, by the way, of that nearly 5,000, but the overwhelming majority are people that identify or at least suggest that they vote Republican. And so that is the Never Trumper Republican side saying, we don't want to hear it, we don't want to see it, goodbye.
Yeah, which is why I thought, given I can't find any reaction, I'm just sitting here wondering if the Never Trumpers just ran for the hills.
I think they did, because, listen, it was a good speech, and it said the things that needed to get said. And so that makes it kind of tough for a person to say he did, you know, because I'm listening on the way in after the speech. He didn't talk about guns. He didn't. You go, holy moly, it was an hour and 20, hour and 21 or something like that. And by the way, I looked back because Ludwig was suggesting it was a little bit long, and it was almost exactly what the average has been. For modern times. And to Ludwig's point, although he's not that old, back in the 50s and 60s and then going backwards, they were a little bit shorter. But all of the modern times, I think Obama was the second longest ever. So I don't know, but I thought he hit on all eight cylinders and hit a home run like I suggested.
Yeah, and you may not agree, but I think the whiteout kind of blew up in their face a little bit.
You're talking about the KKK outfits?
Yeah,
somebody messaged me and asked, how come the lunatics forgot their hats? I said, wow, I'm glad I'm not the one that said that.
No, but I mean, you know, it was very easy to see them on TV because they were so white. So you could immediately find them and immediately find out their reaction. And then for them to give Trump a standing ovation for women's employment and most women in Congress since forever.
Right.
Again, I just don't think they had a cohesive strategy going into this.
But listen, they've done that before. This is not their first time. I think that more people joined in on it than before. In fact, a fair number of Republicans and didn't. Listen, what's the name of the guy from Batman that I'm not alone on this, folks, but
Penguin.
I look at. What's that?
The Penguin.
It is the Penguin. And that's who looks like our guy, Chucky Schemer from New York. So someone's sending a meme around with a picture of him. And listen, they've not added much. They gave him a monocle, one of those cigar holders, and a purple hat. But the caption was, "Meanwhile in Gotham." He looks just like him. I can't help it.
I think he looked a little like a used car salesman.
Well, nothing against used car salespeople.
Right.
So that's that's what I'm saying. Listen, I was kind of surprised by the lukewarm response when he was talking about governing as a country rather than Democrats or Republicans. It would seem to me that there would have been a much more engaged response, because I think that's what they ought to be doing. That's what George Washington thought they ought to be doing. So I thought the response to that was lukewarm. And someone had asked me, by the way, what the reason was for the women wearing white. And as I understand it, it was a salute or a tribute to the women of the suffrage movement. Is that your understanding?
I believe so. I mean, I've heard a lot of different explanations around it, so I don't know which one to believe, given that, you know, they didn't really issue
a statement.
Right.
Right. Do you remember a time other than just in the last window, and I can't remember Obama's, but certainly last year with Trump and this year, where you only had 4 Supreme Court justices show up?
No, although I think RBG has been fairly consistent. She doesn't go to GOP State of the Unions.
Because she's very unbiased.
Right.
Yep.
And she's been consistent with that since Clinton appointed her.
Okay, so she just flatly she didn't attend GW's State of the Unions then.
That's my understanding. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know why Clarence Thomas wouldn't have come. I don't. I can imagine why the Latina one wouldn't have come.
Hang on, Miles. I got to stop you there. We're up against a hard break, folks. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Just barely getting started, we are.
We are just barely scratching the surface. Listen, before we move on too far from the Supremes, Miles Bauer, I wanted to let everyone know the list, I believe, of the Supremes that did show up: Kavanaugh, Roberts, Elena Kagan, and Neil Gorsuch. And Elena Kagan, as I understand it, is about as liberal as a person can be. But I thought that that was good of her, especially by comparison to Ruthie, to show up and to be respectful while she was there. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it's good that the court shows up. They are not required to show up to that. So that is strictly on a volunteer basis.
Certainly. I don't know that anyone's required to per se, but when you've got nine justices and four of them can find their way to what is considered by most people, whether you like the party in power or not, to be a pretty big deal. Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi for a minute, because there are some things I didn't understand about her, and maybe you can help me. I know you sat with a big watch group, so maybe someone else commented on it, but Nancy Pelosi did two things that kind of fascinated me. The first is, and I'm not, folks, I'm not trying to be trivial. I'm just truly, truly trying to understand. What was she doing with her mouth? At first, I thought she had gum, but throughout the entire speech, she was it dentures? And I'm not trying to be flippant. Was she having a problem, Miles?
No, this is kind of where I thought that they didn't quite have a plan. I think she kind of went into that playing that by ear, and you kind of saw her periodically going through hand gestures.
Right.
Like she was trying to communicate to the other folks, you know, when is it okay to clap? When is it okay to stand up? But, I mean, it just seemed very, like, nobody thought about what their strategy was going to be.
Right. That's true. But she seemed to have some anomalies. And what were any guesses to what the papers were? She shuffled through the entire. Text-to-speech? What is it?
So remember when the president first went up there, he handed Pence a copy of the speech, that black envelope, and he handed the same envelope to Pelosi. So I think Nancy was just going through the pages to show that she was not interested in what Trump was saying.
Well, so she's reading the text of his speech without bothering to listen, and that's what she was trying to demonstrate. But it looked odd to me. It looked like she was out of it, to be honest with you. And again, I'm not trying to be flippant or attack her. between her facial and mouth expressions and the constant sorting through the paper, because she wasn't reading it. So you're holding it up. She knows that the cameras are watching. She's holding it up. And it just didn't make any sense to me. I didn't understand her at all, but I rarely do.
Right. No, she was, it was definitely different on her part, her squirming all over the place and doing hand gestures and facial expressions and all kinds of funness.
If President Obama would have said that America is the greatest energy producer in the world, do you think Democrats would have applauded?
Yeah, because they would applaud anything
that Obama said. Okay, because the only one, the only Democrat that I could see that applauded for this was Joe Manchin. And I got to tell you, he stood up, he applauded at times when no other Democrat did. They're probably going to say, hey, leave our party.
Right.
I mean, they won't because of numbers, and they want to make sure they never, they it's about,
well, I mean,
it's about majority. But
so keep in mind, though, Manchin's in a district that went for Trump.
Coal area. And he wants his area to be part of that energy success.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I thought it was a fascinating thing. I truly thought Trump hit a home run, but I thought the reactions of the different people was fascinating. And I thought he was very Reagan-esque, a statesman-like. That was my take on it. I liked his comment about ridiculous partisan investigations.
Yeah, he kind of slipped that one in.
Yeah, and one of the things he was able to almost master was segueing from topic to topic. The way that they were blended together, it was, I referred to it as it was the art of the deal, because he would throw out something that everybody could applaud, and then he would say something that he knows that half that audience is not exactly excited for. But he did it in such a fashion, going back to those polls, that at least 76% of the viewers were impressed and approved of. That's a big deal.
Yeah, and you know, that probably, the way that flow worked, not only did it probably increase comprehension of what he was trying to get at, but I think probably also contributed to a lot more satisfaction on the folks listening to it. Because, I mean, contrary to Lude, I didn't get bored. It does seem to have a rhythm that I was able to follow.
Yeah, poor Ludwig. Here we're going to take shots at him again. But, folks, just so you know, what Miles is saying is that Lud did tell us it was bored, it went too long. And I thought he was as wrong as could be. So, you and
but, I. But one of my highlights was the absolute direct shot at AOC and Bernie Sanders.
Oh, on socialism.
Yes.
Wow, you couldn't even see the ball. It went so fast and so far.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they were done before they knew what hit them.
Yeah. All right, how did you like the response from the Democrats? What was your opinion?
You know, it was amazing. It came off like a dystopian view of the world. I mean, you remember the old Mad Max movies from the 80s?
Right.
I mean, it was, I thought she was going to go back and get on the motorcycle, and her and Mad Max were going to go off into the desert. It's like the picture she painted,
right,
about the world that we're in when the president just got done saying there are more people working today than at any point in our history.
Right, including black folks and Hispanic folks and women. And
right.
Listen, when I was listening to her talk, I was one of five people on a panel at GVSU quite a while back. Maybe that was before the last election. They were talking about one of the three proposals, and obviously I had a position and was invited to be there. But one of the other panelists was a black guy, a professor, very nice guy, by the way. We don't agree on anything, but he was a nice guy. One of the things, though, that I flashed back to him listening to her, because in my mind, she was talking about the history, things that have already been, problems that have been solved. And the same for the professor. He was talking about problems from 50 and 60 and 70 and 150 years ago, rather than saying, this is where we're at and we need to keep up the pace, which is what I think the message is, what I think is appropriate, and that's what I think Donald Trump was saying.
Right. It only makes sense about that. You know, we have to address the future problems or anticipate future problems. We can't continuously try to go back and revise history, although some folks like to do that. But, I mean, we need to learn from our history. I agree with that. And we can't forget the lessons of history, but we need to use it as a tool to be able to address our problems today or the problems that we anticipate in our near future.
I agree with that. To use history as a lesson is one thing. To use it and cause people to feel that they're still there is another thing. Listen, Miles, we've got to go to a break. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I invite you to take a look there at RenegadeRiver.com.
That's a brilliant idea. Folks, if you are just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, let's change gears. I'm looking at an article from the Intercept.com. Their headline, Top Nancy Pelosi Aide Privately Tells Insurance Executives Not to Worry About Democrats Pushing Medicare for All. Ooh, Nancy's going to get in trouble with AOC.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's, I mean, AOC has hinted around that there are conservative forces within the Democrat Party.
Yeah, I hinted around strongly that they need to take them out. Their opposition is within their own party, according to AOC. And I listen, I flash back to the town halls I often refer to along the lakeshore here in Michigan, and Republican congressmen visited by hundreds of Democrats, and they were mostly public school teachers, hair on fire committee, and I guarantee you that they're on AOC's side in this. And so they look at Nancy Pelosi as being a right-wing extremist, to use CNN's terminology.
Which is hilarious.
It is laughable. Absolutely laughable. Listen, on a different note during the week, we watched Elizabeth Warren. Talk about a bumpy rollout for a presidential run. Oh, my goodness gracious. Elizabeth Warren apologizes for calling herself Native American. And I chose this link as the BostonGlobe.com because who knows her better than them. Did you see the Texas bar application she submitted, which she referred to herself as Native American?
Yeah, I think between this and her little kitchen video that she sent out, I think whoever's handling her or advising her is not doing a real good job, because she's slowly becoming a cartoon.
She is, and I think you'll find that who's handling her is her, because she's one of those people that thinks she's the smartest person in the room regardless of who else is in the room. So the notion that she's allowed somebody to handle her, first off, I don't believe she's got that in her to allow that to be happening, but it's also obvious to me that she doesn't have a professional. I mean, the kitchen video was, it was laughable, but it was sadly laughable. Do you remember what you call that statue that she had in the background up above a kitchen cupboard? There was something that was very disparaging to African Americans, black people, regardless of where they're from.
Right.
And I go, wait a minute, who are you? I don't get them. I don't. It's what I've always said. If you want to know who they are and what they're doing, listen to what they call you and what they accuse you of, because we keep seeing it over and over again. She has flatly said that she has not used the Indian heritage to get anything. And then the next thing you see is her bar application, not saying partial, not saying one of 124th, not just flatly saying Native American.
Right.
That kind of goes along with the sense of entitlement mentality of the left, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, she thinks she can do whatever she wants. She's above reproach, mm-hmm. and that doesn't appear to be the truth. So Okay, different topic. The EU just made a push to dislodge the dollar from energy transactions. And, Miles, I touched on this a couple days ago when you were gone, but I'm looking at the Bitcoin and all of these things. The list of countries that are now talking about doing something other than us, the EU, Russia, China, the first article I did, the de-dollarization accelerates, Iran unveils gold-backed cryptocurrency, as I mentioned, EU, all of the European Union except for maybe Great Britain, China and Russia. That's a big slice of the global monetary system that are looking for ways to dump U.S. currency. I don't know that it's wise that they jump into the cryptocurrency, but what's your opinion on that overall, Miles?
Well, I think speaking of the countries outside of the EU, I think some of that has always kind of been going on in the background for decades. Some of that probably comes from envy.
Sure.
Because we do have such a strong economy, and we've had a strong economy for quite a while. I think in relation to EU, this goes back to what you and I have talked about a lot relative to the EU. I think the EU is picking up on the fact that they are slowly dying. So they are wanting to base their some of their transactions based off of the euro. And stunningly, they picked the one industry that you even heard from the president. We're now the biggest exporter of energy. So it's like, it makes no sense to me if we're the largest exporter of energy and you want to suddenly change all your energy transactions on the euro, that to me doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't, but if you read into some of the articles, it'll suggest that they're concerned with our debt and our political instability, which
I guess they could be upset with the way that we run elections every 4 years, but...
Right.
But, I mean... It hasn't changed in, what, 230-some-odd years.
But the debt has. Brian Thomas, what's
political,
that?
Political instability? Really?
Yeah, from Francais. When they got their cops running around with Armalite-styled rifles to defend themselves against the folks that want more than cake. This is a personal thing. I did something on this last year also, and I just stumbled on this. Recently, after abysmal January sales, car dealers are overflowing with unsold cars. This is from Zero Hedge, but I also found similar articles on Yahoo, on CNN, and a couple of ABC, a couple others. My sub note here is, oh my goodness, listen, I was in the car business for a little while, and January is historically one of the worst months of the year. And every year they use this as a fear tactic. Now, the political types do. And I'm going, why would you? I know the answer, so it's not really, it's a rhetorical question. But they specifically use what's identified as the worst calendar month of the year. People are broke from Christmas. They put all of their Christmas goodies on Visas and Discovers, etc. The bills are coming due. The utility bills are starting to really get steep in the Rust Belt states. There's a million reasons that go into it, but it's the same every year. Now, my vision of it, of when I say it's the same, I only go back to the early 80s, so you just take it for what it's worth. But in that span of time, January has been abysmal, and I'm just disgusted. This is just such an easy snapshot example of how crazy these folks are selling negativity, dystopia, and sensationalism, to your point, Miles Bauer. What say you on that?
Yeah, I was going to say, because as I was reading through it, I almost was hoping Sarah was going to be around to get Sarah's take as well.
You know what? I wish I was with her yesterday evening. If I'd have thought of it, I would have asked her to at least call in, because she's still in it, and I've been out for a number of years. And that's a very, very good point. It defies gravity. When to me, it's a lie. It's an omission of the significant fact of the story that makes it a lie, is how I see it. So but they keep doing it, and the folks keep nodding up and down like Cheshire cats. Nothing against Cheshire cats. Listen, Miles, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
If you're within 15 years of retirement, this message is for you. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. By performing an asset reset, we reposition portfolios to start generating sustained retirement income. And you don't already have to be rich to utilize our time-proven strategies. Only about $150,000 in assets is a great place to start. Call now for a free, no-obligation retirement income kit to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We still have a few things to cover before we call it a day.
We absolutely do. Absolutely do. Listen, Miles, I'm reading an article from ZeroHedge.com again. L.A., and folks, you can find this in a lot of different places, even in the L.A. Newspapers. L.A. goes, of course, they don't verbalize it this way. L.A. goes medieval, suffers outbreak of flea-borne disease, typhus. What do they got going on out there, Miles Bauer?
This is kind of fascinating when you have a bunch of people that are homeless sitting around.
60,000 of them inside the city limits.
In their own feces, amongst their own garbage. It goes back to what happened in the Middle Ages, which is why we haven't seen this disease in quite a while, because, you know, we normally don't live amongst our own garbage, amongst our own sewage. We kind of figured that out from the Middle Ages when everybody started dying from all those diseases, the Black Plague and everything. We figured out, hey, you know, we need some sanitation. This is what happens when we go back to basically a bunch of homeless people living amongst their own waste and garbage.
Yeah, all jokes aside, how can the mayor of L.A., Moonbat, Governor Moonbat 1 or Governor Moonbat 2, your choice, all of the Hollywood elite, all of these folks that look at California and say to the rest of the states, y'all ought to be like us because we're doing it right. How do they say that? I can't, honest, I don't, That's another thing I don't get.
I'm sure they would come back and say, well, you know, if we had Medicare for all,
it'd be okay then.
We'd be all over this.
So they've got, by the way, that 60,000, the majority of those folks that are coming to that hellhole have been invited by Democrats from South American borders. And for us to pretend that one circumstance with typhus is better off than whatever the other circumstance is, and someday those folks I know will become voters, which is the actual driving. To me, it gets to the level of being sick. It's just a sick ideology that thinks that that's okay and they should advance it somewhere else. Or somebody mowing their lawn and working their butt off in Idaho ought to get stuck paying for it, to your point about Medicaid.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, and we're probably going to continue to see other health issues, given the fact that folks coming across illegally, they haven't had any medical checkup like we used to do back when they went into Ellis Island.
Right. Yep. And we've already discovered, outside of this typhus that's coming from L.A. City, outside of that, a lot of the illegal aliens have been coming across with various diseases. And on one hand, you can be a good heart and say, well, we need to medically help them. Listen, we sent, what, $57 billion, or just got authorized to send to South America. Isn't that monies for helping them?
Right. Yeah, I mean, don't we have a floating hospital right outside Venezuela?
Absolutely. A big U.S. naval vessel. Listen, on the other side of the United States, Connecticut Democrat introduces 50% tax on ammunition, calling it a public health measure. This is from Fox News. And listen, folks, I've said all along when we're talking about the Second Amendment, most of our rights are lost on a local and state level. While we're all arguing over what's going on in D.C., for us here, it'll be what happens in Lansing, Michigan. You've got your drama going on. You've already lost most of your Second Amendment in Illinois. But it's this kind of zany stuff. And their attitude is, listen, we can't take your guns away, but we'll take your ammunition away. It's a very, very dangerous, slippery slope. What's your opinion of that type of approach, Miles?
You know, I think we've seen this when you and I were growing up around cigarettes, where people would cross a state line and go buy cigarettes at a neighboring state that didn't have all the taxes.
And I see it here in Michigan, by the way, because they've got the taxes on cigarettes here up in the sky, whereas it used to be Canadians came across to buy our cigarettes. Now we are going, and I don't smoke anymore, but we are going to southern states and bringing back carloads.
Right. And so, I mean, so the thing that strikes me, especially when you think about the size of Connecticut, to drive outside of the state would not be that tough of a drive.
Oh, listen, if you go along the border in Michigan, there's a lot of folks down there that simply, they don't even go to their local party store if they're smokers. They just head on down the road. You know,
right.
Up here, you know, folks in Grand Rapids where we produce the show from, the border is far enough away that I think the average person says, okay, I'm just going to pay the buck more. But in Michigan, they referred to it as, it was like a perpetual sin tax debate. It went on through half the 90s into the 2000s, where, you know, I heard legislators, I'd hate to have to vote for the sin tax. Well, wait a minute, I have been watching you. You've already voted for 13 variations of it. So by now you're over that hate part. But you're right, and it's a good comparison because I pause because it reminds me of Hawaii going to ban cigarettes but authorize, you know, legalize marijuana. What a crazy, crazy world we live in.
Yeah, it's as if legislatures don't realize that we'll just drive across the border and buy ammo in another city. I mean, if you think about it, Indiana isn't that far away from where I'm at right now.
No, you're much, much closer to the border than to your Indiana border than I am.
Right, or I could drive north to Wisconsin.
Right.
And it wouldn't be that much of a drive either.
Right, but listen, the folks that say I can't make the drive, they're loading up the U-Haul. And that's what Connecticut is on. Connecticut is on the verge of learning fact, to some degree, they already have. But even Illinois doesn't learn from its own lesson. They make these regulations and these taxations so much that the average intelligent person says, you know what, I'm going to go somewhere else. Forget going to the party store in Indiana. I'm going to move to Indiana. So Sarah lives in Indiana, by the way, and I'm talking to her yesterday evening. Why don't you move back to Michigan? Looks at me like I'm an idiot. Why would I do that? Schools are better. Taxes are cheaper. I've got more rights. That's what Lansing doesn't get, and frankly, it's what Illinois doesn't get. Connecticut obviously doesn't get it, and neither does D.C., but D.C. has us a little more captive because we're not going to – most folks are not going to get up and move somewhere else. But that's how I see it. Anyway, that article piqued my interest. Before we run out of time, I got to talk about Chuck Grassley. Senator Grassley, he says he expects the Mueller report to be released within a month and insists that Congress and the public should see it after Trump's acting AG declared Russia probe is too close to being completed. And we've talked about it before, Miles, but what's your opinion? Do you think that the report should be released?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we've talked about, I get why you would need to redact certain things.
Right.
You know, because you don't want to uncover the identity of existing intelligence officers or something along those lines.
It's like an oxymoron, but.
But I mean, but this is where it gets dicey. It's like, so who's going to be the judge about what should legitimately be redacted and what shouldn't be? And that's where we get into the slippery slope.
Right. When you read through these things, I'm looking at a big, gigantic bullet point list, and it gets to the point, and sometimes I wonder if it's not them doing the over-information thing where, you know, one attorney asks the other for a form, so he brings them over a wheelbarrow of forms related to that topic, and, of course, the result is none of it gets read.
Right.
But I passionately think the report should be released. Yes, I get the redactions part and agree with you, but we've been listening to these shenanigans for almost 2 years, and by the time it gets to the point where we need to have what's the history says that there's no such thing as a negotiated peace. There's always got to be a winner and a loser. We've got to have some finality to this, and without it being released, there will never be a finality. And frankly, the folks deserve to hear it. Do you agree with that?
Well, my only fear there is that the way Mueller is going to write this is that he's going to turn it into political theater.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think anybody's going to jail, but it's just going to be him basically doing the New York Times op-ed page.
He's going to have I absolutely agree with that. He is absolutely a partisan, and he's going to use this as more of the dystopian negative, and we can't prove it, but we found all of these things, and they don't touch them, but our belief is we just can't, et cetera. I get that, but we need to put an end to it. Listen, Miles, we're out of time. Thank you very much. Folks, mostly thank you very, very much. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes! It's still a dynasty!
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby! Six! That's all I got to say!
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.